This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Two campsites in Denver for people without homes are moving. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports that some nearby residents were skeptical of the camps, but had a change of heart.
The pandemic made it harder to access homeless shelters, so officials approved two safe outdoor campsites last year. Nonprofits were allowed to house people in about 50 tents for 6 months. Some neighbors fretted publicly that the sites would be a nuisance. But 6 months later, people who live and work nearby, like Tim Kieran, said campers were quiet and respectful.
We had that talk here where we all felt uncomfortable. Why do we need something like that here? As soon as it started, it was like they weren't even there.
Both camps will relocate this week. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Three people were shot in Denver this weekend in two separate shootings. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Denver police are investigating both shootings that happened overnight Friday, reports Channel 7. One in the Lowry Field neighborhood left one woman dead. Her identity has not been released. The other shooting was downtown on Champa Street. Two people were taken to the hospital. No arrests or information on the suspects was reported in either investigation. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
The state has made progress on problems regarding the eligibility of thousands of veterans for the upcoming $1 million COVID vaccination drawings. The health department says people vaccinated through the VA will be eligible, and the state says it is confident that people vaccinated on military bases will be included too. Cloudy skies and rain continuing along the Front Range today and tomorrow. In western Colorado, temperatures a little warmer, highs in the 80s around Grand Junction today. This is CPR News.